This is Dr. Kyle dictating a psychiatry note on a new patient. Today's date is January 22nd. Identifying information, Jessica Martin is a 22-year-old single female with a 2-year-old daughter who lives in Ludlow, Massachusetts. She was referred by Jessica, her therapist, Jessica Weiss, W-I-S-E. Vital signs. Height 5'2", weight 90 pounds, pulse 72 per minute. History of present illness. The patient, as a part of this assessment, I met with the patient herself, as well as with her father who accompanied her to this assessment. She presents with a long-standing history of irritability, low frustration tolerance, variability in mood, and difficulty currently with functioning. She recently described conflict with her boyfriend, whom she has asked to leave. The patient acknowledges problems with her anger and describes various incidences where she has, quote, gotten off the handle, unquote. As psychiatric history, no prior history of psychiatric treatment. Currently, she is seeing Jessica Weiss, LICSW, in Belchertown. Family psychosocial history. She describes with a number of recent stressors, including financial issues, relationship problems, recently asked her boyfriend to leave. Describes some work stressors, alcohol history. Patient describes fairly regular use of 1 to 2 bottles of wine every day. In addition, she describes regular use of marijuana on a fairly regular and substantial amount. On appearance, appears to be slightly disheveled, but slightly disheveled. Gait and station are steady. Mental status exam reveals an individual who appears somewhat agitated, irritable, and anxious. Speech will seem to be somewhat pressured, but relevant, coherent, and goal-directed with no evidence of any form of thought disorder. Mood at the present time appeared to be dysphoric. Affect was anxious and apprehensive. There was no evidence of any perceptual disorder nor delusional thought content. When questioned specifically, patient denies any active suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. No evidence of any gross cognitive impairment. Neurological system, no headaches, no history of headaches, no neurological symptoms. Pupils equal and reacting to light bilaterally. Primary care physician is Dr. Vora at Riverbend. Denies no other medical issues, allergies, no known medication allergies. Current medications, none. Patient is on birth control only. Problem number one, alcohol dependence / abuse. Problem number two, marijuana dependence abuse. Problem number three, rule out bipolar disorder. Diagnosis, axis 1A, rule out bipolar disorder. Axis 1B, alcohol dependence. Axis 1C, marijuana dependence. Treatment plan. The patient was very insistent on my prescribing her medication at this visit. In view of her significantly heavy use of alcohol as well as marijuana, I have recommended at least a 2 to 4 week period of sobriety and staying clean. The patient became extremely irritable, agitated at this, stating that I was not helping her. I also suggested that if she feels that overwhelmed, to consider a partial hospital or inpatient hospitalization. I also made these recommendations to the patient's father. Number two, I am not sure whether Jessica is willing to follow these recommendations, as she appears to seek some immediate relief from her symptoms and would not understand or comprehend the role of alcohol and marijuana may be playing in exacerbating her current irritability, especially in view of the recent breakup with her boyfriend. Number three, I've also provided her with emergency services number, should she choose to call them. before, I have advised her and her father that I would be willing to consider the use of the medication in another 10 to 14 days if the patient can stay clean and sober. End of dictation.